Hello again. Two organists that I lost track of many years ago are both on this month's show, and one has just released a new and exciting CD. Stay tuned to Organ First Radio and all will be revealed. Well, it can't have escaped your notice that Easter eggs have been on sale since January, but at last that special time is with us. And here's Arnold Loxham at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer with, what else but, Easter Parade. Easter Parade, played there by Arnold Loxham. One name that's been featured on these programmes on numerous occasions is that of Florian Hutter, who comes from Germany. By all accounts, he was such a popular attraction at the VersiFest weekend last year that he's been booked to appear again this year. Would you believe that this young 17-year-old organist has 10 rare Versi organs at home, a Versi piano, and including the very first Hammond organ that Klaus Wunderlich ever played in a German restaurant at the start of his career in the 60s. Klaus, of course, transferred his affections to the Versi organ at a later date, and the parallels continue inasmuch that neither Klaus or Florian ever had an organ or piano lesson in their lives. Florian does not read music, but he has that rare talent and ability to listen to a tune, add a few touches of his own, and play it. Hutter at the Versi organ with New York, New York, played very much with the style and sound of one of his organ world idols, Klaus Wunderlich. Now, listening to a popular tune such as that one, which has been recorded by hundreds of artists, is one thing, but take a tune that exists on very few recordings, no more than a handful, I guess, and one that's not even in the mainstream of music, and yet that is precisely what Florian Hutter did by listening to a Klaus Wunderlich recording on which he plays his own composition, Piano Charlie. Florian liked it that much that he added it to his repertoire too. Piano Charlie, played by Florian Hutter, will be in Huntingdon at this year's VersiFest in October. And in the meantime, whilst dreaming that one day he might be able to follow his love of organ music by playing on a professional basis, is at present studying philosophy and history. Now, someone else who'll be in the UK, next month in fact, is the first of the two organists that I mentioned at the head of the show and who I'd lost track of. It was back in 1999 when American organist Tony Wilson sent me a copy of a rather unique CD, and one that has a format which I don't think has ever been copied in the organ world. Not only can you play the 16 tracks in the conventional way, but they're also on the same CD in MP3 format, so that you can transfer them to other portable devices that do not have CD drives. And if that's not all, the CD contains photos of the artist and some rather nice screensaver files too. So before I tell you something about his impending visit, let's have a listen to Tony Wilson playing the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse 16 rank Wurlitzer. It was a style 260 special that was originally installed in the 3,250-seater Albee Theatre in Brooklyn, New York, in August of 1924. We just couldn't say goodbye, just a memory, and was that the human thing to do? So, what brings Tony to the United Kingdom? Well, the short answer is to play benefit concerts in support for the Rye Wurlitzer Academy at the Milligan Theatre at the Rye College, and also a less formal engagement at the Singing Hills Golf Club in Oulburn. He'll present a formal concert at the Milligan Theatre in the company of our own Michael Waldridge, and at the Singing Hills Golf Club, both organists will present a comfortable and informal evening of music. And the reason that Tony is so supportive of the Rye Wurlitzer Academy is that in his very early teens, he was an active member of a youth organisation at the time called the Young Organists Association. Their charter was to engage and encourage the youth of America to play theatre pipe organ as well as electronics. and the group played a significant role in the start of his growth as a musician and performer, and in the initial building of his confidence. I'll give you all the important concert dates after we've heard Tony play another number on the Wurlitzer, Once in Love with Amy. Once in Love with Amy, played there by Tony Wilson, but sung and danced by Ray Bolger in the 1952 film Where's Charlie, which was based on the play Charlie's Aunt. So the two important dates for Tony are May the 6th at 7 p.m. at the Singing Hills Golf Club, which is at Alban in Sussex, and the second concert, May the 8th at Rye College in Rye in East Sussex, also at 7 p.m. And if you'd like more details, then just send me an email. As Tony says in an email to me, in his humble opinion, the Rye Wurlitzer Academy is the best thing going today to encourage youth to gain interest in and learn how to play the increasingly rare theatre pipe organ. And because he feels so passionately about the work that both Michael Waldridge and Richard Moore do in furtherance of that goal, then he's hopeful that support for the concerts will make it all worthwhile. Now, I always try and find ways and means to make a connection between some of the tracks that I feature on Organ First Radio, and the connection between Tony Wilson, who you've just heard play the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse organ, and organist Gordon Kibbe, is that Tony actually studied theatre organ playing and technique under him. So here's Gordon Kibbe at the former Lauren Whitney Robert Morton organ in the Glendale Recording Studio in California with Somebody Loves Me. Somebody Loves Me, played there by Gordon Kibbe. Now, the second organist I've re-established contact with, thanks to John Leeming of the Cinema Organ Society, that is someone I briefly recall meeting and hearing back in the 80s when I was connected with the Pontins organ festival scene. Back in those days, there were a great many organ companies and dealers who supported those events, and in a lot of cases, they had their own demonstrators with them. And that's how I came to meet with Stephen Vincent. Some many years later, I recall an organist with the same name winning the American Theatre Organ Society Young Organist of the Year competition, but as that was theatre organ, I didn't really connect that the two people might be one and the same. Seems that it was, although in his email to me, he does admit that he was still very young and not ready for being in the limelight, so to speak. Now living in Portugal, he's a very active life of doing arranging, composing, video work, arranging for choirs, performing and recording. In fact, Stephen has already produced two earlier CDs, but not being on the organ circuit, his name has all but disappeared. Every so often there comes along a recording that I cannot stop playing, and this is one. It's titled The Continental. Normally when a new recording arrives, I'll spin through some tracks that take my interest and then return to it when I have more time to relax and listen right through. Well, after hearing the superb arrangement of the title track, I sat back and played the entire 13 tracks straight through. The organ is a Yamaha EL90, played without any additional keyboards, and is recorded direct from the organ with no studio gimmicks. In other words, this is the kind of playing that you'd hear, should you be in Portugal, that is, attending one of Stephen Vincent's concerts. Here's the tune then, The Best Things Happen When You're Dancing. Stephen Vincent at his Yamaha EL90 with his arrangement of The Best Things Happen When You're Dancing, written by Irving Berlin and performed by Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen in that lovely film White Christmas. To me, the arrangement was redolent of the huge Hollywood stage sound orchestras that provided the music for so many dance sequences in the Hollywood years. Talking of which, here's another delightful arrangement, somewhat topical for this time of the year. Here's Stephen Vincent then with Spring, Spring, Spring. More wonderful film memories there from the 1954 release of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and Spring, 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 played by Stephen Vincent in a way that I've not heard a Yamaha EL90 played for I don't know how many years. I just can't fault any of the tracks on this CD, the title being The Continental. And a quick rundown, some of the others include Something Wonderful, My Favourite Things, The Way You Look Tonight, Lisboa Antiga, and The Waltz of the Flowers. By now, MSS have made special arrangements to import copies of this CD. Details, of course, will be on the Organ First web pages. From time to time, I get listeners emailing me to try and give an answer to various Organ World things. Well, recently, a Mr. Brian Young sent me a YouTube clip on which there was a very brief snatch of a tune being played on a Hammond organ, and he wanted to know if I could come up with the tune title, as he wanted to try and obtain a copy to play. Sadly, I can't play the clip on this show because of copyright restrictions, for one thing, and as the organ playing is faded down, in order for actor Jack Nicholson to commence talking all about his conquests with females in a rather descriptive way, it's not for this show, thank you very much. At the back of my mind, I knew the tune, and I felt sure I did have at least one organist playing it, but the title would not come to mind. So I sent the clip to six organists, all of whom I felt were broad-minded, although one lady organist did confess to having to open the windows to ward off an attack of the vapours, but it was down to David Shepherd to actually name that tune. The tune was the Village Children's Waltz, composed by Emmerich Kalman, and I did have a copy, it being by David Hamilton, at the Gaumont State Wurlitzer, and here it is. A composition that you don't hear played very often, more's the pity. That was the Village Children's Waltz, played by David Hamilton. In February, organist Howard Beaumont was invited to play a concert for the Netherlands Organ Federation, and whilst he was there, the Federation officials took him to visit Jaap Keizervoort, the Dutch electronics engineer who built what became known as the Magic Organ, although since the death of Cor Steen, who regularly recorded it, it's now more often referred to as the Keizervoort Organ. Only two British artists have ever recorded it, namely Harry Stoneham and Reginald Dixon, who plays now something appropriate for that country at this time of year. Tulips from Amsterdam, Springtime in Amsterdam, and By the Side of the Zuider Zee. Reginald Dixon at the Magic Organ. I made brief mention there of the famous Dutch organist Cor Steen, and a few weeks ago I uploaded a new version of a video which covers his music, career, and also that of the Magic Organ, with lots of new and historic pictures. You can view it on YouTube by simply typing in Organ Celebrities 7, Cor Steen. And seeing as how we're in a going Dutch mood, a couple of months ago my wife and I were filmed for a forthcoming DVD on the life of Klaus Wunderlich. Duke Denver Films is owned by two enterprising Dutch filmmakers, Jesper Bond Hansen and Klaus Lund, who are in the process of editing the production right now. And you can read all about it by simply following the link to the Klaus Wunderlich feature from the Organ First webpages, and then accessing the drop-down menu marked Video. Also on there, you'll be able to see some very rare, never-seen-before archive film of Klaus Wunderlich that will form part of the final Duke Denver film, which is going to be titled Klaus Wunderlich, The Pied Piper of the Organ. Rest assured, I'll keep you up to date on all the news about that exciting project as and when it happens. Okay, time to wrap up the show for another month, and we're going to do so in the company of organist Choy Lazada and his version of Tico Tico, played on the Lowry organ. Thank you. recorded back in 1999 at the Chicago Home Organ Holiday event, that was Choy Lozada and what else but Tico Tico. And with that lively and unusual arrangement, we've come to the end of the show for this month. Do hope that I can count on your company again in May, when I may have some new CDs to share with you. Until then, as ever, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.